And we have our guest in the studio. She made it after all. We were afraid with all the construction out there, but welcome, Terry.
Thank you.
Why don't we start out by having you introduce yourself to the listeners, and then we'll come back and talk about all the great stuff that you guys are doing.
Sure can. My name is Terry Riefstack. I'm the Vice President of Destination Branding and Development for Experience Champaign-Urbana.
Yeah, and how did you end up in that position? What brought you to that?
Oh, goodness. I came here for school in the 90s.
And stayed.
For a long time, and then I briefly left for a little while and have always been in marketing. My degree's in marketing, and I was in Peoria for a couple of years, desperately trying to get back to the Champaign-Urbana area, and had really just increased all of my skill sets in terms of marketing and video production and graphic design and all those things. And so this position opened up as I was moving back to the area, and I was very passionate about this community. I think I wrote the longest cover letter of my life for this job because I really wanted it. And 13 years later, I'm still there and doing it. And my position has changed greatly since I've been with the organization. We've grown. We've doubled in size since I've been there. So
yeah, it's been amazing some of the stuff that you've done.
Well, and tell us in general what the organization does, and then we'll get into some specific things that are happening now.
Yeah, so Experience Champaign-Urbana is what's known as a destination marketing organization, or a DMO. We're the certified DMO for Champaign County, Douglas County, Moultrie County, Piatt County, and Ford County. So we have quite a wide reach. Mm-hmm. And our role is really to be the cheerleaders for this community and uplift it and tell the story of this community, the people in it, the places, the events, so that we can bring visitor traffic here so that they can spend their dollars here and help us, reinvest in our community. We're really here to amplify everything that is going on in the community to a broader reach, not just to visitors, but also people in the community. And so, we really work hard to not only tell the Champaign-Urbana area story, but also help enhance that story. And so by bringing in those visitor dollars, we're able to bring in those tax dollars so that it can be reinvested in infrastructure and projects that you see, like the construction right outside your door. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So talk about, there's a couple of different things coming up this summer. So talk about those.
Well, we just launched a really exciting new passport. So we've been doing a couple passport programs over the past couple of years. We initially started with a Asian food passport because we have over 70 Asian restaurants in Champaign-Urbana alone. And that can be kind of intimidating to cross those off your list. So we started with that. Then we launched a public art passport so you can discover all the murals and sculptures that are throughout the area, over 200. In January, we launched a mocktail trail, which was really popular during dry January, but it's still there for anybody who wants to find those non-alcoholic craft cocktails around the community. So we just launched our newest one, which is focusing on outdoor trails, and it's called See You on the Trail. And it features 55 trails in that coverage region that I mentioned. So as far south as Sullivan, as far north as Paxton, and over to Monticello. And it adds up to over 100 miles of trails to explore. And so the way these passports work is you download it to your phone, and it's sort of a gamified passport in where we will reward you for going out and doing things. So if you hit up 20 different trails, basically you check in on your phone. It's GPS based. So you go to the trailhead, you check in there, and then it registers that on the back end that, hey, you've done your first trail. Once you hit 20, you will get a free t-shirt from us that was designed by local illustrator David Michael Moore. I'm wearing it right now.
It's
I realize
very
people
cool.
can't see it, yeah. but it's can, such a cool
can
t-shirt.
Can you explain yes. some of the graphics on yeah. that? Because it's very complicated.
Yes. So David Michael Moore had previously done our Outside of Ordinary mural that's on the side of our building. And at that time, he had identified some really cool, iconic spaces within the Champaign-Urbana region, you know, everything from Hardy's Reindeer Ranch to the Virginia Theater. And so for this, we did something similar in which we looked at sort of those iconic things about our parks and preserves. So we have some of the stars and a telescope for the International Dark Sky Park there at Middle Fork River. We have the natural playscape at Homer Lake. We have one of the pieces of sculpture from Meadowbrook Park. We have the Sun Singer and a Foo Dog from Allerton. We have somebody kayaking at Lake of the Woods. So it's this really cool thing, but it's all embedded in a CU. So, and then it has outside, and that's actually a callback to our Outside of Ordinary mural. He did it in the same script that he did for that. And then just a little thing at the bottom that says, break routines and make memories. So, you know, one of the things that we find with the outdoors in particular is that, you know, there's a misconception because we are so flat that we don't have these outdoor opportunities, but there are so many. And so that's what we're hoping to get people to realize with this is that there are so many outdoor ways, so many ways to enjoy the outdoors in our region, hiking, biking, kayaking. It's all here.
Yeah, it sounds like a great plan. So you can do these anytime you want. It's not like an event that happens. And are these just gathered on the website for the organization?
So you can go to our website. We have a tab that says experiences, and you click on experience passes. That from there you download it to your phone, and you can sort it by location. So if you are in Urbana, let's say, it will find some trails that are closest to you. And then you can also get information on how long the trail is, whether it's accessible, what you might be able to experience on the trail, the difficulty level, which let's face it, in central Illinois, they're not too terribly difficult, but, you know, some of them are like down in Sullivan around Lake Shelbyville, they are a little bit more challenging. So you can learn that all through this passport, and it's very easy to use. We've had a ton of people use our other passports, and we had posted it on our page, but hadn't like fully embedded the code yet to download it when somebody already had seen it and reached out. We're like, well, I want to download this one. How come I can't download it? We're like, we're working on it. Just hang on a second. It's really exciting, especially this time of year. You know, we really want people to get outside, but even in the fall, it's going to be great. So people can see all the foliage. You know, there's just so many different opportunities, and we really hope people use this as a way to change their mindset about our outdoor experiences.
That sounds great. Now, we did talk a little bit before the show about you connecting us with Trudy and Keenan, who did the film Brim. And we talked about there's another one coming up that's going to be done.
Yeah, so we have a very active film scene here, which I think is starting to become a little bit more known. And part of this is, you know, we've had Shatterglass Studios in the area for a long time. And a couple of years ago, another production company called The Line Film Co. Moved here. They had been working on films here in conjunction with Shatterglass, and they decided to relocate here. And they have joined up with another filmmaker to create Flyover Film Studios, which is focusing on building this indoor soundstage on the old Chanute Air Force Base there in Rantoul. So they have this massive hangar where they can build these pre-standing sets and also opportunities to build out different sets and, you know, collect things to use in films, props, background pieces, costuming, all this stuff. And so this soundstage will be the second largest soundstage outside of Chicago, which obviously has a really big film industry. And so it's really been an incentive for people to come down our area because it's a little bit more affordable to film out of here. The state of Illinois has a great tax incentive to film in Illinois. So even if you do it in Champaign-Urbana, not Chicago, you're still eligible for that tax incentive. So we've been seeing a lot more productions come in here, everything from music videos to documentaries, but we do have some big productions happening this summer, which is really exciting. I can't share any specific details, but I'm pretty sure that people will see this happening out and about in the community. It's really all over Champaign County, not just in Champaign-Urbana, but Rantoul, Savoy, Monticello, Flatville, so it's all over, and so there'll be a lot of production happening this summer, and it's really exciting.
When somebody contacts you from a movie company, mm-hmm. and they're looking for something. What kinds of things are they looking for?
You know, it's not what you would expect, right? You think, oh, we have all these beautiful spaces. We just talked about the outdoors and places like Allerton and, you know, the botanical gardens at Lake of the Woods. That's really not what they're looking for. Anytime you watch a film, maybe pay attention to what, you know, you're looking at. It's diners. It's a room in somebody's house. It's an office space. It's a medical facility. It's outdoor spaces along train tracks, right? So it is these very unusual, off the beaten path type spaces. And so that's not something that we naturally have access to. So we've been working hard behind the scenes to create these databases of locations, both things that, you know, we would consider having anyway from a tourist attraction standpoint to, you know, a database, an internal database of people's homes and, you know, kind of what their decor is, you know, whether it's mid-century or, you know, it's just this very rustic, cozy space. So having an understanding of the assets in our community has been a big part of this project so that we're ready when we get those questions.
So if somebody has a house or a mm-hmm. barn or something that you might need, how do they make that known to you?
Email us, give us a call. Okay. So we actually just did a podcast with two of the filmmakers that really talked about this and that there's so many ways for the community to get involved in the film industry. They call it the industry of industries because no matter what skill set you have, it likely translates somehow into the film industry. Maybe you have a cool car sitting in your garage that could be used in a film either as background or as a main part of the film. Or maybe you're an artist and you want to see a piece of your art in the background of the film. Or let's say you have some cool old costumes that you want to get rid of. They are looking for anything and everything. I think they recently got like an old popcorn machine. So because they have this hangar space in Rantoul, mm-hmm. they have what is seemingly endless space to hold all of these things, which is really great. And, you know, they have said that they have built this in an effort of sustainability. You find on a lot of film sets across the country that when they're done with those props or those background pieces, they end up in a dumpster. Mm-hmm. And so they didn't want to do that. So they wanted to have this inventory for people to pull from and then also to save that stuff so it can be reused and repurposed for other productions. Mm-hmm. So if you have something or if you want to get involved, reach out to us. We're doing a lot of different workshops. We do have a social media page both on Instagram and Facebook for our film office. It's just Champaign County Film Office. And you can follow along as we have needs for things or we're putting on a workshop, definitely follow along because there's a lot of opportunity.
Yeah, a lot of opportunity for employment too. Absolutely. Over the summer, right?
Yes. And so that's, you know, one of the big things. They need electricians, they need carpenters, set designers, makeup, hair, they need caterers for food, just about anything. You know, they need help with accounting. So any sort of skill set that you have, there's likely a way to translate that. So if you're curious, reach out and we can connect you with them and find out what opportunities exist.
And again, that website is?
Yeah, so our website is experiencecu.org and we have right on our homepage a tab for the film office so you can go there and get more information.
And I have to know, how soon can we know when this blockbuster film that they're doing in the area, how soon can we know what that is?
I imagine... that's a great question. I imagine end of summer, maybe might be some hints out as to what it's going to be, but mm-hmm. it will. But
they're going to film it without divulging.
Correct. Okay. Yes. Yeah. It'll be under wraps as much as it can be. Uh-huh. So yeah.
Very interesting. Well, we'll look forward to just seeing how that works out.
Yes.
I'm digging for a scoop here on I know, that we can reveal.
You are not successful.
I know. No.
My lips are sealed.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Terry Riefsteck, Vice President of Destination and Branding, Branding and Development at Experience CU.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. All right.